KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 71 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 98. An excessive heat warning continues for most of the KJAN listening area through 7 a.m. on Saturday, with the exception of the far west and southwest counties, where that will expire tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll look for afternoon highs today to once again reach the upper 90s to lower 100s. And the heat indices of 105 to 110 degrees by late this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medi-Cap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, authorities in Montgomery County are investigating a residential burglary in Stanton. Officials say 50-year-old John Wayne Jewell of 403 Elliott Street in Stanton reported the break-in last night. The incident is believed to have occurred sometime between July the 3rd and the 5th. Officials say a person or persons unknown forced their way into the home and stole numerous personal documents, cash, and electronic items. The loss was estimated at $1,700. Anyone with information about the break-in is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office at 712-623-5107 or Crime Stoppers at 1-800-432-1001. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medi-Cap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medi-Cap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medi-Cap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medi-Cap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medi-Cap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medi-Cap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A Red Oak teen claims another driver caused her to crash her vehicle last night east of Stanton. 18-year-old Cassie J. Blystone was traveling west on Highway 34, about a mile west of Viking Lake State Park, when a dark-colored late-model truck passed her. Blystone told authorities the other vehicle cut her off as it came back into the westbound lane. The action caused Blystone to veer to the north and lose control of the 1998 Chevy Cavalier she was driving. The car traveled south across the eastbound lane of traffic before it left the road and went airborne for a short distance and hit the ground. Blystone said she may have hit the accelerator instead of the brake when the car came down. The vehicle continued southwest through a road ditch and became stuck on an elevated terrain in the ditch. The accident happened around 9:20 p.m. just west of the intersection of Highway 34 and Q Avenue. Blystone complained of a headache, but neither she nor her passenger were seriously hurt. The car, which lost its right rear wheel during the crash, sustained $4,500 damage. The Cass County Sheriff's Office Thursday morning identified the victim of a drowning Wednesday night in the Nishnabotna River near Lewis. Sheriff Darby McLaren said the woman was 31-year-old Nicole Roberts of Lewis. Roberts was last seen at around 9 p.m. in the river just south of the Rock Cut, a popular picnic area along the West Nishnabotna River, which is near the Cold Springs State Park southwest of Lewis. The Cass County 911 Center received a 911 call around 9:14 p.m. Wednesday from a person who reported a possible drowning. Divers from the Midwest Regional Dive Team responded and recovered Roberts' body at around 11:24 p.m. Memorial services for Nicole Roberts will be held 11 a.m. Monday, July the 9th, in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Authorities in Cass counties do not recommend persons swim in the river area of the Rock Cut. They said the currents there are very unpredictable, and the river is very deep at that location. The area is over 3/4 of a mile from the nearest access road, which makes access to the area by emergency responders problematic. The Red Oak City Council Thursday approved the hiring of a Virginia man to succeed former Fire Chief Rick Askey, who has retired from the position. During a special meeting yesterday afternoon, the council agreed to hire James Blount III, who has served with the White Virginia Fire and Rescue Department since 1994. Blount is tentatively scheduled to take over the position of Red Oak Fire Chief on July the 30th. His starting salary will be $50,000 per year. Blount will bring his family with him when he transfers to Red Oak, and they include his wife and four sons. A Page County man was arrested Tuesday evening on a federal warrant for being a felon in possession of a firearm. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said Thursday that 34-year-old Rodney Dean Adams Jr. of Clarinda was taken into custody without incident at his residence at around 6:50 p.m. He was being held in the Page County Jail without bond, awaiting extradition by federal authorities. The federal arrest warrant for Adams Jr. stems from an earlier incident that occurred on April 27th in the 100 block of West Washington Street in Clarinda. Brothers said the Page County Attorney's Office, the ATF, and Clarinda Police Department jointly investigated the incident, which resulted in the man's arrest. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Thomas Sandhorst, age 54, of Marnie, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Tom Sandhorst will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gloria Faye Erickson, age 84, of Griswold, died June 29th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Gloria Erickson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Irene Elizabeth Green, age 89, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Green will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Myrna Hyatt, age 87, formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Loring Hospital in Sac City. Funeral services for Myrna Hyatt will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Margaret Maxine Nelson, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died June the 30th. Graveside services for Margaret Nelson will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Galva Township Cemetery East. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Hilda Chester, age 87, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Hilda Chester will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Nicole Roberts, age 31, of Lewis, died July the 4th near Lewis. Memorial services for Nicole Roberts will be on Monday at 11 o'clock in the chapel at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Montgomery, age 83, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Donald Montgomery will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Marcella Wilson, age 67, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Marcella Wilson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.